The Sunshine Coast is famous for its breathtaking scenery along the coasts and laid-back vibe. Though not tropical, it offers mild weather throughout the year, making it an excellent destination for people who love nature, beaches, and the outdoors. If you're visiting for the first time, this guide will help you make the most of your trip. You might even find time to relax and play baccarat with crypto payments online during your downtime. Let's explore what makes British Columbia's Sunshine Coast a must-see. Why visit the Sunshine Coast? The Sunshine Coast in BC offers natural beauty with a small-town feel and friendly locals. Unlike Vancouver or other busy tourist towns, this place is quieter if you intend to get away for some relaxation in nature. It is fully equipped with serene beaches, forests, and unique coastal communities for an unforgettable getaway. Here's a breakdown to help you plan the best time to visit. Best time to visit. The Sunshine Coast has a temperate climate and is ideal to visit at any time of the year. Spring, starting in March to May, and fall, from September to November, are the best times to visit when the temperatures are mild and there are fewer people. The weather is warm and dry in the summer, June to August, perfect for beach days, hiking, and kayaking. Winter, December to February, is quiet and cooler, though still a great time for scenic coastal drives and indoor activities. Getting there and around. The Sunshine Coast is accessible from Vancouver's Horseshoe Bay by ferry, which takes approximately 40 minutes to reach Langdale. Driving is easy, and the spectacular views on Highway 101 make it well worth doing. There's public transportation, but having a car provides the freedom to explore and stop at viewpoint areas. There are also guided tours if you prefer a more scheduled experience. Must-see beaches. Several beautiful, unique beaches make for a perfect representation of BC's Sunshine Coast. Davis Bay. A popular beach for sunbathing and picnics, with a long pier for fishing and evening strolls. Amours Beach. A quieter beach near Gibson's, known for its relaxed vibe and clear waters. Roberts Creek Beach. Offers stunning views and tide pools, great for families and those interested in exploring marine life. Each beach offers something unique, so make time to visit more than one. Exploring the forests and trails. Beyond the coastline, the Sunshine Coast is teeming with rainforests and beautiful trails that make it a haven for nature lovers. The Smuggler Cove Marine Provincial Park is a definite stop, with its trails leading through forests down to rocky coves and out to ocean views. Mount Elphinstone Provincial Park offers some tougher hikes, with great viewpoints of the region. Don't forget to bring your camera, you will want to keep a memory of this beautiful scenery. Visit Gibson's and Seashelt for charming, artsy communities. These towns are known for local crafts, art galleries, and cozy cafes. Wander through boutique shops, visit farmers markets, and sample fresh, local products. What to taste and drink? The Sunshine Coast hosts a booming food movement. Fresh and local ingredients lead the charge. Be sure to try seafood such as salmon and Dungeness crab at one of Seashelt or Gibson's waterfront restaurants. Farm-to-table dining is also popular, with many cafes and restaurants serving dishes featuring organic, locally grown produce. Persephone Brewing Company in Gibson's is a local favorite for craft beer, and there are also wineries nearby to explore on a tasting tour. Top attractions and hidden gems. Not a single BC's Sunshine Coast vacation is complete without seeing some of the best it has in store for visitors. Following are some of the attractions that are worth seeing while visiting the place. Skookumchuck Narrows. The tidal rapids in these narrows make it an ideal location to see the waves and whirlpool at the time of full tidal changes. Gibson's Public Market. A community hub featuring local foods, artisanal goods, and events. Pender Harbor. This location offers nice views and is ideal for kayaking and exploring small coves. Things to do with tour family. Families will be kept busy with plenty of activities catering for all. The Sunshine Coast Museum has interactive displays that relate to the area's history. Picnic in local parks or visit designated safe swimming spots and family-friendly hikes for outdoor fun. Many accommodations and eateries welcome families. Finding family-friendly places shouldn't be difficult. Insider tips for first-time visitors. Here are some insider tips to enhance your Sunshine Coast adventure. Pack layers, as the temperature can shift, especially near the coast. Plan for ferry schedules, as they fill up quickly in peak seasons. Check local events or farmers markets for a flavor of community life. The Sunshine Coast in BC is ideal for anyone looking to unwind or explore the great outdoors. With its stunning beaches, forest trails, and vibrant food scene, there's truly something for everyone. Plan your trip and prepare for a memorable experience in one of British Columbia's most beautiful coastal regions. Disclaimer: the information presented on this page, site is intended for entertainment purposes only. Please be aware that gambling entails inherent risks, and it's crucial to acknowledge this when utilizing online gambling platforms. This sponsored content has been paid for by our sponsor and does not reflect the reviews and recommendations made by Coast Reporter staff.